Busloads of students from many of the schools that participated in the choice program chanted "Lift the Cap" on the Capitol lawn. That state-imposed enrollment cap for the school choice program is currently set at about 15,000 students. Advocates say that won't be enough for the program this year, meaning some families who want to send their kids to private schools won't be able to. Milwaukee resident Margaret Cobb sends two children to private school through the choice program. She says her kids are getting a much better education than they were in public school, and that shouldn't be taken away from them.
My thought is, as taxpayers, I feel that we should have the choice where our money go for our children to be educated anyway. Just because we're low-income families doesn't mean that our education should be stripped away from our children.
The measure that passed the Senate would let 16,500 students use the program. Critics say the problem with this is that it draws enrollment and funding away from the Milwaukee public schools. Milwaukee Democratic Senator Lena Taylor says that ends up pitting public schools against private ones.
We can't bankrupt one to save the other. You wouldn't do it as a parent of your children, and I ask you not to do it for the children of Milwaukee.
The measure now awaits action from Governor Jim Doyle, who vetoed a similar proposal last session. Doyle said recently he's interested in a broader effort that helps all Milwaukee students, whether at public or voucher schools. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.